Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. We're here every weekday morning, 2 to 5. And Steve Grzanich will join us at 5 for the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. And it's Friday, so that means Fly Jams Friday. We'll be coming up. Get your ready for DJ Shagru. Every Friday we celebrate the weekend with some funky stuff and some R&B, so that's all coming up. And our regular Friday features, You Big Dummy, where we read real news stories with real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on the biggest dummy. And then we got Straight Out of Context. Again, that's where you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down all the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And also become a spy. Nick D Show Spies, that's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever I'm mentioned or the show is mentioned, you become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. That's all coming up right here on WGN. Again, check us out on Facebook, Nick DiGilio show on Facebook, facebook.com/NickDShow. And on Twitter, @NickDShow. 312-981-7200. Okay, we're going to talk about celebrities who have been friends since they were kids. Esmeralda, do you know of any celebrities that were friends since they were kids? Does anything pop into your head?
Only the most famous, I would think, is Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Although I don't think they were as kids.
But. No, they weren't as kids, but they obviously they're like best friends in real life. But I think they kind of met in.
I think they were young.
Yeah, they were young, but
teenage,
I don't
teenage maybe.
I don't think they were kids. I thought you would know one immediately.
I thought
for sure you would know one of these.
Why?
It involves Leo.
He wasn't friends as a kid with what's his name? Elijah Wood.
No, Tobey Maguire.
Oh.
He and Tobey Maguire have been best friends forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, no, I was thinking ahead. They look alike, don't
they? They do. No, okay. You're right. You're right. Tobey Maguire looks
like I'm not that.
No. Tobey Maguire does, in fact, look like Elijah Wood. There's no question about it. But, yeah, they've been friends forever. Remember when, you know, like, after Titanic came out and Leo still does nothing but date single, you know, models and stuff. He still does that. But, like, Tobey Maguire was always in his posse. You know, like, this is well before Tobey Maguire was in Spider-Man. It's like, Tobey Maguire was this dude who was, like, in a couple of movies.
Right. I wonder how he knows it. Does it say how he knows
him? Yeah, it says, long before the two Hollywood heartthrobs starred in The Great Gatsby together. Boy, was that bad. Did you see that movie, Esmeralda?
I'd seen bits and pieces, but no, not the whole thing.
The two met at an audition, and their lifelong bromance was born. Leo recalls, after I met Toby at an audition, I felt like I wanted this guy to be my friend. I remember driving back from school, and he was doing Hot Rod Brown Class Clown with Whoopi Goldberg outside Hollywood High. It was a high school, and I jumped out of my car in the middle of the scene as they were shooting and practically said, Toby, 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 give me your number. And he said, who are you again?
Wow. Could you imagine if Tobey Maguire was a big jerk and he's like, I don't want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Poor Leo. He's like, I want you to be my friend, please.
Please. What was the sitcom? Silver Spoons was he on? No.
No.
Family Village?
What? The one with Kirk Cameron.
Growing Pains?
Yes.
Ah, okay. That's what Leo started on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was right around that time when they met because they were in on an audition. And I guess maybe Toby was getting a little more work at the time than Leo was because he was being all, what's your name again, man?
He's in a thing with Whoopi.
Well, yeah, he's acting something with Whoopi. And then this kid jumps out of a car and starts screaming. I'd been a little bit like, hey, take it easy there, Growing Pains. So it just seems, I don't know why, I always found it kind of like those were unlikely dudes that would hang out. Like, it's like, and I don't know why I think that. I mean, I like Tobey Maguire. I think Tobey Maguire is pretty cool.
Because you don't think he's hanging out with his squad of models.
Right. Right.
Tobey Maguire is a good-looking guy, but I don't know if he's model good-looking. But I mean, most of them are.
But here's the thing, though.
Because they're rich
if you're hanging out with someone like DiCaprio, and there are like a lot of really attractive women around, by proxy, you're going to do okay. Seriously. You're going to do all right. You have to trust me on this, okay? You have to trust me, Esmeralda.
Well, he was in this boy's life, Tobey Maguire.
What? What? What?
According to IMDb.
Oh, really? Wow, I don't remember. He had to be one of the locals, right? One of the local kids.
Chuck Bulger.
He's probably in the scene where DiCaprio is getting drunk and they're all around the fire. They're all around the campfire. And yeah. DiCaprio starts laughing and crying because Robert De Niro is his stepfather.
He's kind of low on the list on IMDb.
I think he's got to be in that scene. I have to go back and watch it. Well, that gives me another excuse to watch This Boy's Life, considering that movie rules. Yeah. So. All right. And they still hang out. And then, I wasn't aware that he was in This Boy's Life, but then The Great Gatsby, they were in that together. That must have been a fun shoot for them. Reunited with Baz Luhrmann. All right. So that one, Leo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire, I knew that one. Some of these I don't. Like this one, I did not know. Friends since they were kids. You ready for this, Esmeralda? Maya Rudolph and Gwyneth Paltrow.
What? Oh, well, because they got famous parents.
They do have famous parents. Yes, absolutely. Now I forget this, though. I remember, as you know, Esmeralda, I usually remember every single thing about every single episode of SNL.
Mm-hmm, of course.
It says the Saturday Night Live funny lady and the Goop founder. Dan, do you think that Gwyneth Paltrow is aware that her website is also the name of an industrial strength hand soap that people used, that mechanics used to get oil off their hands?
No.
Yeah, flat out no.
No, I don't. I don't think she troubles herself with such things.
I remember because my dad worked in a vending factory for many years where they actually, made vending machines and stuff, and they used to have cans of Goop. It's called Goop. And it was like an industrial strength. It was in a tub and you would like scoop it was like a gel.
Like yours pink, ours was pink.
There were two kinds, I think. There was pink and there was regular. There was like a clear, like a vanilla. It looked like vanilla. It looked like vanilla ice cream.
You don't want to eat that.
No, you don't want to eat Goop. But I really, if someone told Gwyneth Paltrow, there's this industrial strength hand cleanser called Goop. Did you know that? She'd be like, what? What's that? Hands get dirty? People
wash their own hands?
People work on their own cars? What? So anyway, the Saturday Night Live funny lady and the Goop founder have been buddies since they were 7 years old after their fathers introduced them. Gwyneth Paltrow dedicated her SNL monologue to Maya Rudolph when she hosted the show in 2001 and even shared their fifth grade photo on national television. I should remember that, shouldn't I? I feel I've failed as the SNL historian that I am.
I don't know about you, Esmeralda, but I'm deeply, deeply disappointed.
You're a lie to me now. It's all a lie.
You know what would have been really funny is if the next time we do the aggravating SNL trivia game and that damn question comes up.
I don't know if there's going to be a next time.
Oh, I see. I've ruined everything now.
Really know now?
Yeah, how do we know you knew the answers? Like every time your quote unquote righteous anger over us not knowing things, maybe you're just reading it off the card.
Yeah.
Maybe people weren't playing you with that board game with you for another reason, Nick.
Because I'm a liar. Okay. I don't know anything about SNL. We've discovered that now because I don't remember that Maya Rudolph pulled out a picture of a fifth grade picture of her and Gwyneth Paltrow because I don't remember that from 16 years ago. That's very disappointing.
How dare you?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. We have to break, and then we have more friends who were friends. They're friends, and they were friends when they were kids. So we have Leo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire, Maya Rudolph and Gwyneth Paltrow. All right. Yeah, man. How's everybody doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah. How are you? It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday coming up a little bit later on. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. All the fun Friday stuff is coming up. Right now, though, we're talking about celebrities who have been friends since they were kids. And I've just deeply disappointed both Esmeralda and Dan because I didn't know that Maya Rudolph and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends for all these years because I didn't remember her taking out a fifth grade picture of the two of them 16 years ago on the show. You know, I got to say, though, it is kind of disappointing for me because I'm sure I've seen that episode more than just one time in 16 years. I'm positive I've seen it a bunch of times.
Have you? Have you really?
I'm sorry.
It doesn't sound like you have.
What's that show again? Is it on, it's on Friday nights, right?
Sunday Night Live.
Sunday. Oh, right. That's it. That's the one. That's right. Lorne Greene produced it, right? Oh, no.
Are you sure you're not watching the one with Howard Cosell?
That's a good piece of trivia right there, Dan. Right there. A lot of people are like, what's that mean? Because Howard Cosell had a show called Saturday Night Live. All right. Here's another. Some of these are just weird, okay? How about this one, guys? Adam Levine. Well, first of all, I can't imagine him having friends. But Adam Levine, except for tattoo artists who are nearsighted, and Jonah Hill. Did you guys know that? Is this common knowledge?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
The Maroon 5 lead singer and the Wolf of Wall Street star grew up together in Los Angeles and have remained friends ever since. Jonah Hill's brother is Maroon 5's band manager. And Hill officiated Levine's glamorous Mexico wedding to supermodel Behati Prinsloo. What is Jonah Hill a minister? What?
Well, you don't know, Dave.
Yeah, it's probably one of those internet things.
Yeah, you don't got to do nothing now.
Okay, maybe he's a captain. They did it on a boat. Wow, that's just that's very strange. Been friends for a long time, been friends forever, and Jonah Hill's brother is their manager. Okay. This one I did know. I knew that they were friends. I didn't know that they, maybe I didn't know that they were friends since they were kids, but I knew that they knew each other outside of work. John Krasinski and BJ Novak. They grew up together. Their friendship began on a Little League team in Newton, Massachusetts. In fact, John Krasinski can credit B.J. Novak with giving him a career when Novak asked him to be in a sports satire during their senior year of college. Yeah. Where is B.J. Novak now? What's he doing?
He wrote a book that went to the bestseller list.
Did he? Because, I mean, he was a creative force on that show. It wasn't just because he was on The Office. He wrote a lot of the episodes. He directed a lot of the episodes. I like BJ Novak. I think he's great. I like John Krasinski, too. Esmeralda, have you ever seen Away We Go?
Yes.
That also stars Maya Rudolph, who, by the way, is longtime friends with Gwyneth Paltrow. That was at the time when Away We Go came out. That was at the time when Maya Rudolph was pregnant for 5 years straight. Just because Paul Thomas Anderson has super seed. I have no idea. Didn't it seem like that? Seriously, didn't it seem like Maya Rudolph was pregnant for like 3 years?
I think she but she was.
Yeah,
she kept having babies, just like, one after the other.
I mean, like every time, like wait a minute, she's pregnant again, and she always seemed 8 months pregnant. Like every time she was pregnant, it wasn't like oh she's got a little baby bump. She always looked like she was 8 months pregnant all the time. And in a beautiful way. That's also one of the funniest parts of the movie, Esmeralda, if you remember. Like, nobody believes that she's only 5 months pregnant. And she can't get out. They won't let her on the plane. Remember the scene? They won't let her on the plane.
There's four kids.
Yeah, they have four kids, yeah. And they all came quickly, too. Like, right after one after the other. So. How about this one? Kate Hudson and Liv Tyler.
Oh, that makes sense.
Again, as we talked about famous people with famous parents, the two attended Crossroads High School together in Los Angeles and are the children of famous folks. Goldie Hawn is Hudson's mother and Steven Tyler is Liv Tyler's father. Thank you for that. I wasn't aware. Hey, no mention of Mark Hudson or Johnny Hudson or whatever the Hudson brothers. Remember we were talking about this before, and Esmeralda was like, it can't be this guy. Because there's three Hudson brothers.
Oh, right.
And the and it was, I thought it was Mark Hudson, but it's, I guess it's not, because Mark Hudson's the guy now who's got like all like rainbow hair and a crazy beard. He looks like a loon. Bill Hudson, I believe, is her father of the Hudson brothers. Why no mention of him? And what about Steven Tyler's, was he married when they had Liv Tyler? Because she's a famous model, Liv Tyler's mom. So.
All I know is that Liv Tyler did not know that her dad was Steven Tyler.
Yes.
For a while.
Right. There was a period of time. How does that go when you go, oh, by the way, this is your dad?
And that I guess she had a picture of him like in a room. She liked Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
That's got to be weird, right?
That's a little creepy.
And that's your dad.
Yeah. So Kate Hudson and Liv Tyler hanging out together. That sounds like a party. Seriously, how does she come to grips with the fact that she finds out that Steven Tyler is her dad? I mean, would that just be the freaky Esmeralda? What if you found out Steven Tyler was your dad? And at one point you were an Aerosmith fan.
Who was the one who she thought was her dad, do you know? He was a rock star, right?
Oh, was it Todd Rundgren?
I think so. Is that far apart?
You know what? I think it is Todd Rundgren. I think it's Todd Rundgren.
I think it'd be different if it was like us.
Like a regular dude?
Right, because yeah. people are always like, I wish my parents were famous or whatever. And yeah. It turns out, yeah, no, yours is.
Well, I'd be disappointed just in quality, though, because Todd Rundgren is a damn genius. So I would just been like, well, wait, hold on.
According to Tyler, Todd Rundgren basically decided when I was born that I needed a father, so he signed my birth certificate. He knew there was a chance that I might not be his, but, well, he put me through private school and visited me several times a year.
Rock stars, man. You got to love it. You got to love it. They live in a whole different world, man. All right, we got to take a break, and we have more celebrities that were friends since kids. That's coming up. And then all of our regular Friday features will commence. Hi. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. How you doing, everybody? Fly Jams Friday coming up. DJ Shagru will be here. Viggity, viggity, Vic. Verified Double V. Esmeralda, the Heart Melda. Nikki, Wiki, Wiki, Nikki. All coming up. And your requests for Fly Jams at 312-981-7200. We also have You Big Dummy. Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies. Right now, though, we're talking about celebrities who have been friends since they were kids, and a few of these have been surprising. This next one, I think I knew. Naomi Watts and Nicole Kidman. If I remember correctly, Dan, maybe you can verify this, that they actually went to an awards ceremony together once. Like they were both like dateless and they went together. It says these starlets have known each other since high school and have remained besties ever since. Nicole Kidman said of the friendship, Naomi Watts and I are very, very good friends and maintained that through so many things. And I think that's rare. I think that's cool that they're friends. By the way, if anybody's watching Twin Peaks, first of all, explain to me what the hell's happening on the show, because I have no idea. And I've watched every episode, and I've loved every episode, but I have no idea what the hell is going on. And secondly, if you're watching Twin Peaks, then you realize how great Naomi Watts is in it. Because Naomi Watts is phenomenal on the show. Phenomenal. I mean, obviously, she worked with Lynch on, you know, Mulholland Drive. And so, you know, and it was great in that. But, like, she's really... There's just, she plays it with such, she's got such a, she has to play off of the weirdest performance that Kyle MacLachlan has ever given. Ever. And one of the strange, one of the weirdest, Feinberg and I were talking about, his name is Dougie. At one point, he's Dougie. And I can't explain it to you. And even if you watch it, I couldn't explain it to you. But just say this, the anchor of the series at this point is Naomi Watts. She's hilarious on it. So, and she's in this new movie with the kid from Room. the Book of Johnny, Book of Johnny Henry, Book of Henry, Book of Henry, came out today. Comes out today. She's in that, and it was funny yesterday when I was on Cochran Show, because every Thursday morning at 6:20, I do a bit on Cochran Show. We just hang out and I preview some of the movies that are opening the weekend. We were talking about this, and Cochran said, "This kid, Jacob Tremblay, you know, he's in this movie and he's in Room. His next movie is going to be called Therapy." Cochran said. It's like, the kid, lighten up a little bit. Why don't you make a comedy? Because yet another movie about domestic abuse. You know what I mean? It's just like, come on, kid. Jacob. Come on. Can't you do like a SpongeBob movie or something? Live action SpongeBob movie? All right. I guess I knew this one. I just tried to put it out of my mind. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. I didn't know that they were childhood friends. I knew that they were jerks and they were on that stupid reality show that I hated.
Well, that's how it starts.
Long before the two Los Angeles natives co-starred in The Simple Life. Oh, I hated that show so much. They were childhood friends, best childhood friends. But after the show ended, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie faced some rocky times and quickly changed from friends to frenemies. Hilton has recently been posting Throwback Thursday photos of her and Richie, the ultimate sign that their friendship is probably back on track. Is that the ultimate sign, Esmeralda? You start throwing hashtag TBT photos up and everybody's suddenly like, oh.
Well, I would think.
Yeah.
If you don't like them or they don't like you, you don't want to arouse suspicions, I guess, or like juju or.
Yeah. Well, maybe Paris was posting them because they're bad pictures of Nicole Richie and she was doing it on purpose.
Oh.
That's what I
feel like Paris has moved on a little bit. I don't know why. I mean, I haven't really seen her too much in the public eye.
I haven't either, which is fine with me.
No, but I think like she's growing up. She's not so.
Yeah, well, she was in her 20s during all that
craziness. She's still, I think, I'm sure, crazy narcissist, but not as much maybe.
Do you guys remember, this was actually, this we could have talked about this when we were talking about awkward talk show moments. You guys remember when David Letterman had her on and he would not stop talking about her in jail? It's pretty fantastic. Esmeralda, did you ever see that? No, you never watched Letterman.
No.
He had her on like right after she got arrested. They both got arrested. And Nicole Richie was like out in 45 minutes and Paris Hilton, I don't know if you remember this, she was in jail for a few days, I guess. And Letterman would not let up. It's unbelievable. it's got to be out on YouTube somewhere if you want to find it. If you want to see David Letterman just relentlessly go at Paris Hilton and watch Paris Hilton just squirm for about 7 minutes, it's pretty fantastic.
When we were talking about celebrity encounters, did we get to that story about her on the Autobahn?
No.
So there was a guy who shared a story that his car broke down on the Autobahn. He was an American, didn't know any German, and like had to be pulled, you know, like had to push his car to the truck stop and was just like, his phone didn't work and he didn't know anything.
Like a nightmare situation.
And then all of a sudden this white van pulls up and it's this huge bodyguard in Paris Hilton in the other thing. And apparently she was very nice and bought him a sandwich and like waited for the tow truck to come and used her phone to call the tow truck and that stuff.
Esmeralda, I believe you're correct about her maturing.
She's, you know what? She always was nice. She just didn't know how to do normal people things.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason I hated that show so much, The Simple Life, was because the attitude of the two of them and the tone of that show was, you know, mocking people with real jobs, people who work their asses off for, you know, like 12 hours a day on a farm or in a factory. And then these two, you know, spoiled socialites come in and start making fun of people who are actually working for a living. It used to make me crazy.
Isn't that all those shows though?
Not all of them. Those are the reality shows that I like. I don't know, man.
But I mean of the socialite bent, because there's also the ones with the hill figures.
Right, and I don't watch any of that stuff. I can't watch that stuff. I don't watch the Kardashian stuff. I don't like the Real Housewife stuff because they're all rich and they're all jerks. But that Simple Life really rubbed me the wrong way. I only watched it twice, And I didn't get through either episode all the way through because I couldn't watch the way they were treating working class people. I just wanted to kill them. I was like, how dare you, man? These are farmers who are working 18 hours a day. You come on here and you try to milk a cow and it's supposed to be funny and then you make fun of people because that's how they make their living? Get out of here, man. Shut up. So, oh, it's so gross to work in a factory. Shut up. It used to make me so mad. All right, here's the last one. You ready, Esmeralda? This would be fun to hang out with these two guys. Lifelong friends Ryan Gosling and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Because they were both on the Mouse Club thing, mm-hmm. Mickey Mouse Club. The two Hollywood hotties started out on the Mickey Mouse Club with Justin's mom even acting as Ryan Gosling's guardian for 6 months.
Do you think that Ryan is friends with Brittany and Christina?
It says here the two were roommates and partners in crime, regularly pulling pranks on their co-stars Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears. The two have remained friends, but Timberlake admits it's really hard to keep up with Gosling because of his acting busy film schedule. Who's his or Ryan Gosling's?
Yeah, I was reading something that Ryan Gosling and Ava Mendez are like crazy low key.
I wouldn't be surprised. But I'm not surprised.
They just don't
do
anything.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Famous people do.
I really like Ryan Gosling. What's not to like, man? Hey, girl. Oh, man. All right. There's also some fantastic footage online of Ryan Gosling when he was a kid dancing hip-hop with giant pants on.
Makes sense.
That you have to see. In fact, it's a clip from Graham Norton. If you just go to YouTube and type in Graham Norton, they show a clip. This was when Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling were on for La La Land. And Graham Norton says, well, this is not the first time you've danced. Because you were on the Mickey Mouse Club, and then you were also on this show. And it was some Canadian, you know, You're a Star show when he was a kid. And they showed him dancing. And they show, like, a split screen of Ryan Gosling watching himself as, like, an 11-year-old doing, like, crazy. He's grabbing his leg and, you know, doing the leg pump thing. He's got giant pants on. And the story that he told was that it was like a tryout, I guess, or for most talented kids in Canada. And he said that there were these twins who were in the competition, who were the favorites to win. And he said during that dance sequence, he looked to the side of the stage while he was dancing, and then he said, those twins were there. They looked like the twins from The Shining, and they were both flipping me off. That's a clip on YouTube from the Graham Norton show. And you can also see the clip of him dancing, which is priceless.